It's now time for our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. We're now joined by Horton Girls Basketball Coach. That is Zach Nelson. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, we haven't really had an opportunity to discuss the midseason tournament. You had that just over a week ago, the McLouth Invitational. Got yourself into the fifth-place game, and you got a win there against McLouth, but you lost to a very good Bishop Ward team in the first round, but came back with back-to-back wins to earn that fifth-place finish in the midseason tournament. So let's start there. Just kind of going back to the midseason tournament, how nice was it to see your team pick up two wins after the first loss?
Oh, it was really good to see us bounce back. After that first round we played in, we just kind of played flat pretty much the whole game, and then we really were able to get after it in the next game against Maranatha. Put together a couple good quarters. Luckily for us, they kind of missed some open shots. And we rebounded pretty decently in those against Maranatha. And then when we played McLouth that Saturday, we did okay. We fell behind early, dug ourselves a big hole. We were able to come back, put a good fourth quarter together. Kara covers up, had a fantastic day Saturday. She ended up having 22, scored 12 of the 22 in the fourth quarter, which was nice to see how she responded to that game.
Well, it's kind of crazy how the situation works out, because you play McLouth for that fifth place capture there in the tournaments, and then you get about a week and change off, and then you see McLouth again for a third time this season, and McLouth's able to get you on Tuesday 55-41. You know, what was maybe the biggest difference from that last matchup about 10 days ago to the game on Tuesday?
Oh, we stopped competing. I mean, they did a great job of locking us down. They switched to a zone, and our girls didn't adjust to it. And then once, you know, things weren't going our way, we kind of stopped competing. And that's, as a coach, that's super frustrating to see, because we have the talent to, you know, compete with a lot of teams in our league. And, you know, we just kind of stopped. And, yeah, shots weren't falling for us here and there, but I mean, in the end, we got to compete to the end.
Now the back half of the season is continuing the second go-around with everybody inside league play, and you'll get another opportunity at home on Friday against Valley Falls. Saw them way back, December 6th. That seemed like a century ago, but you get the Dragons again. They won the first matchup 41-34. Maybe a two-parter here. What's maybe the biggest difference with your team now compared to that first meeting in December, and just what's kind of the expectation for matchup number two?
I feel like that first meeting, we didn't quite know, like, our rotations and everything. I mean, we were just kind of getting after it. That first part of the season, it's kind of a guessing game on what you have, especially when we're so young, is what we got. And then I would say now we kind of got a rotation down. Girls are stepping up when they need to. We just need to put four quarters together. And Valley's a very, very well-coached team. Jordan does a great job of, you know, getting those girls playing hard. And they go out and they compete in the summertime, and they play together and they play well. So we're going to have to come out and play a full four-quarter game and be ready to go for their intensity on defense and offense.
There it is, Horton Girls Basketball Coach Zach Nelson joining us, as he does each and every week, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coming off a loss to McLouth on Tuesday, they're back to it at home on Friday, taking on Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.